Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Why am I not videoing this?
That is crazy how they're doing that.
Dude, it's pretty wild. That's pretty amazing.
That before, you?
No, not that way.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers and access to abortions. This alone is a threat to our democracy, as Justin Trudeau only says. It just shows that you people do not care about our children, and that these are the same people who refuse to obey the science and get fully vaccinated. It's science, people! Science! Science! And you are selfish murderers. I could die. Don't you people care about my life? You racist, insensitive, homophobic pigs! My 14-year-old openly gay sibling's transgender offspring also has two daddies who love their offspring so much, and CPS is working overtime to take their child away. However, my biggest concern is that my sibling's offspring isn't allowed to play in the 8-year-old girls' basketball league at the YMCA. This alone is showcasing the worst form of transphobia and is a threat to our democracy. My sibling's transgender offspring feels like an 8-year-old girl. Therefore, they should be able to play in the 8-year-old girls' league.
All right, what up, Pam? So, it's tax season right now. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to my kids. So, the time of the year I ever play my kids. You feel? But yeah, shout out to them, you feel me? What I was going to say was, so I just got my ancestry DNA test back, and I'm 2% black. The reason I'm up here today is because y'all trifling, and we need to honor my homie George Floyd, who now been sober 2 years, and this is going to be called the Say His Name Bill. All right? So this is my ancestry DNA test, if y'all don't believe me, 2%. So first of all, let's take a knee to the Pledge of Allegiance of George Floyd while I recite the pledge. Everybody take a knee, please. I pledge allegiance to George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement and the causes for which they stand. One sentence. I can't breathe with methamphetamine and fentanyl for all. Let's get into it now.
Today, gas prices are within striking distance of yet another record high, just ahead of the summer driving season.
Yeah, these gas prices are absolutely insane. If it wasn't for my wife's boyfriend, Darren, I have no idea what I would be doing right now. Luckily, when he comes over, he lets me borrow his gas card so I can get out of the house and go fill up the tank and maybe get a snack.
The national average for a gallon of regular is now $4.32, up 18 cents from last month, and 1 cent below the all-time high set on March 11th.
Listen, I lost my job. I'm hurting. And every little bit of money that I have saved up is going to my gas tank. And they're giving $40 billion to the Ukraine. I wish Joe Biden would give me some of that $40 billion.
Fuel prices are being pushed higher by increasing demand and rising oil prices due to concern about less Russian oil entering the global market. And oil prices are expected to rise even higher when cities in China lift their COVID lockdowns.
I don't mind paying higher gas prices. If that's what I need to do in order to defeat Vladimir Putin, then I'll gladly do it for the greater good in order to protect our democracy.
Meanwhile, stock futures fell overnight on Wall Street. A turbulent week ended Friday with the market's fifth consecutive weekly decline.
If you're mad about this, if you're enraged, then number one, you're selfish, and number two, you're probably a white supremacist.
A leading research firm says, quote, we expect inflation to peak this summer between 6% and 7% and to recede to 3% to 4% next year with no recession, adding we may have spotted the first signs of peaking inflation already.
I'll pay a as much as I need to for gas as long as it keeps Donald Trump out of the White House. Do you see me complaining about gas prices right now? I'm working 7 jobs right now because I enjoy it, because it keeps Trump out.
That key report on Wednesday is expected to show the rate of inflation last month was below the 8.5% rate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
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 Possibly. Stein and Cassidy Campbell, two separate citizens who just in the last 6 months have exploded with hundreds of millions of views everywhere, going to the DFW, different city councils, Fort Worth, Dallas, Arlington, Plano, you name it. And now they've got new tactics to try to shut them down. We'll talk some about that. And Cassidy, it's great to have you with us and your wife and child here in the green room. Let's play one of your latest exploits just last week. White BLM activist defends abortion at Arlington Council meeting. Here it is.
Hey, what up? Hello, my oppressors. My name Brian. I'm 2% black and only Black Lives Matter. Keyword, only. RIP to the last person who said all lives matter. I'm here today to stand up for abortion because it saves a lot of time, and time is money. Because of Planned Parenthood, I can raw dog as many females as I want without having to worry or stress about someone getting pregnant. And I can live my life to the fullest, the way that I want to. I remember one time I got this fat chick pregnant on Tinder. When she came over for a little late night, something, because I was bored. Shoot, I swear, I was stretching like crazy. But she had called me up the next day, and she had said she had did the abortion. So I was like, bet. I can get back to raw dogging now. I wrote this bill called the pro-life bill, which needs to be passed ASAP. And here's what's fitting to be in it. Anyone who is black that receives an abortion should receive a $5,000 stimulus check, and white people will get $1,000. Abortion will be done at urgent care clinics for $50 in case you need something quick so you don't have to stress. Abortion will be free for the black community. Abortion will be allowed up to 1 year after birth in case the baby ugly, because ain't nobody want to see no ugly kid on TikTok. If a black woman gets an abortion, she will get to visit the White House and receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Joe Biden. Anyone who receives an abortion will be labeled a national hero, and Black Lives Matter will riot and loot for them. If a woman is denied an abortion, it will be mandatory that the Black Lives Matter burn down buildings for them until it happens. Anyone who receives an abortion will get entitled to or entered into a $1 million lottery. If you're black, you get to enter twice. Anyone who gets an abortion will get a free Krispy Kreme donut. Black people get two. If you want to fly on an airplane or travel internationally, you must get an abortion to protect those around you. In order to get a driver's license, you must show proof that you are fully aborted. Proof of abortion will be needed to enter the grocery store. You must present full proof of abortion to get a job. If anyone is caught using a fake abortion card, they will be fully prosecuted to the full extent of the law and will spend life in prison. And if bad enough, they could face the death penalty. Also, Father's Day is racist to the black community and needs to be canceled immediately. Last of all, before I go, I love abortion because Bill Gates' dad, William Gates Sr., founded Planned Parenthood, and I'm a big fan of Bill Gates because he's trying to put a microchip in us, which means I will be able to play my PlayStation without the controller because it's finna be inside me, and I won't have to worry about nobody messing up my game no more. Black lives matter.
Thank you.
Does that make me crazy?
Rush Limbaugh said, illustrate absurdity by being absurd, and everything they're saying is what they're actually pushing. Well, Cassidy Campbell, I appreciate you coming down to Austin. We invited you. It's great to meet you and your wife and a wonderful child. You are at CC Campbell, C Campbell on Twitter, YouTube, Cassidy Campbell, and you guys, Alex Stein, and you are taking the country by storm, and now got to feel good influencing all these people that are riffing on it like jazz. It is amazing.
I appreciate you letting me be up in the studio and stuff, Alex, on this incredibly racist day. It seems like they just don't know what to do now about it, because we went to a meeting yesterday. So what they did was they put the cameras facing our backs instead of facing us. So nobody could see who it was talking. When I did this QAnon thing, and then
we have your new QAnon video.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, give it to the crew. Well, during the break,
I did actually text it to what's his name, Scott.
Okay. Oh, we have it. So B-roll that. We'll play it next time. Keep going.
Okay. So yeah, they had my back showing, and then for a minute and a half, they cut out my audio completely, and that's when I started talking about certain members of the deep state. I mean, because the problem is with QAnon, half the stuff is true.
Oh, it covers real stuff, and then it mixes in BS.
Exactly. And that's where they get people who are actually telling the truth looking crazy, like, oh, this guy's crazy. He thinks the government's full of pedophiles and criminals.
Hillary was executed at Guantanamo Bay, and Trump's going to be reinstated, yeah.
Yep, and Joe Biden is played by actor and comedian Jim Carrey. I mean, don't you get it? Jim Carrey's famous for the movie The Mask, and he's wearing a mask. That's why he was falling up the stairs on the Air Force One over and over, because he's trying to be funny. It's a comedy act by Jim Carrey.
So are you a comedian? Because you're funny as hell. The stuff you write's amazing. But what's your story?
I mean, I started out doing pranks on YouTube in like 2017, and then honestly, man, I just got pretty sick of it, because, you know, doing something for 5 years, and it's just like, it's just kind of pointless after a while. You're just doing pranks. And I play these different characters. And then around 2020, I was like, everything started to get really bad. And I started to wake up to the stuff going on. You know what I mean? And then I try to actually make a difference now with this.
Well, you're doing it. So did you influence Alex Stein, or did he influence you, or simpatico?
So he influenced me to go to the city council meetings. So yeah, that started back in January. That was the first one I did with him in Dallas. And then we just kind of took it from there.
Yeah, you've had a huge effect. I mean, not just what you've done, but now it's being copied everywhere, which is beautiful. I mean, this has got to be exciting.
Yeah, the more people that do it, the better. And it's like, they don't know what to do about it. They're just freaking out because they don't want anybody in the city council meetings or anybody paying attention, so they can just kind of do whatever they want and nobody notices.
But now they're not showing your face and cutting your audio.
Yeah.
But let me guess, that's not going to back you off. You're going to intensify it. Plus, there's so many city councils to do it at.
Yeah.
You can never stop you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was thinking about coming here to Austin.
Yes, let's go together.
Let's do it. And then the thing is, if I do some liberal bit, they're going to think it's normal. Same with Houston.
We need to have sex with five-year-olds. It's liberal. They're like, yes, yeah, liberal.
And it's funny how they keep calling these people groomers. I'm like, just call them what they are. They're pedophiles. They're trying to be politically correct.
And you know, I know, you know, Steven Anderson.
Yeah.
Love him. Cause he speaks the truth. He gets so much hate from all these people saying, oh, well, he's mean. Well, he actually preaches the Bible, but he gets so much hate and he calls out these pedophiles. And that's what we need to do, because there are so many more people like us versus these LGBTQ pedophiles. And we need to stand up and fight them, because the reason that society is the way it is today is because all these people like us, well, not us exactly, but they keep backing up, giving them more room, because these LGBTQ people, they don't want to be, you know, equal. They want to be raised above society.
Well, again, it's a government depopulation operation with a gang of pedophiles that have gotten together to take over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Well, it's happening. You can't deny it. You can turn on the news, you go to your local school and see it. Yeah. Cassidy Campbell is our guest. More clips coming up. We got his QAnon breakdown they tried to censor. That is coming up next segment. And it is just great to have you here, buddy. And yes, we need to go. It's been a long time since I've been to the city council. We should go.
And actually, I have a show on my YouTube channel called Far Left News Network. And it's like a left-wing version of Tucker Carlson. And I have guests on there and stuff like that. And, you know, even if you just came on.
Oh, well, come on anytime you want. Here we go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Next level. You've taken the country by storm. We got a clip of you being censored at the city council, shooting from behind, cutting off your audio just a few days ago. But regardless, city councils, county commissions, water districts, power districts, school functions, school boards, this is where people are watching. This is where the real town hall is. And when you do it, it absolutely changes the world. And so whether you're doing satire, dark satire, like you're doing, or whether it's deadly serious, it is powerful, and they're scared of it. It's why they, this year and last year, said, the FBI is going to come after you. It's terrorism to go to city council. It's all a bluff. Don't back off when they say that. Go and do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, elaborate on that, though, because you and Alex Stein, I guess, started talking, or what was the impetus, and then now, what is it like to be doing this?
No, so, you know, I've always wanted to make a difference and speak out against what's going on in the world. And, you know, Alex told me one day, he's like, yeah, you should come to city council with me in Dallas. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come with you. And then, you know, it really started to pick up after that kind of. The first one, I just came in acting as my gangster character and the BLM activist, whatever, asking for more stimulus. And then I started acting like the crazy liberal character, which I've been doing that character for a long time. I just never did it in like a city council setting. And my buddy's like, dude, you got to do that because the conservatives are going to think that it's real and the liberals are going to think that it's real. And
well, yeah, because that's viral. You're not exaggerating. That's how they actually act.
Exactly. That's why it's like ridiculous when people say like, dude, you got to tone it down a little bit. Like, you're exaggerating too much. I'm like, have you seen these morons? Apparently not. You haven't. And then, you know, I went to this church, and they're showing people how to basically evangelize, this technique or whatever. And this old boomer pastor, I started talking to him and telling him how the whole Ukraine thing is a hoax, the COVID is a hoax, and I started telling him how about the trans LGBTQ agenda, and he looks at me like I'm crazy, and then he tells me, we can talk about the gospel, but we're not going to talk about this. So, like,
I'm talking about the works of the devil.
Yeah.
Just to be a fake Christian.
Exactly. So many Christians are absolutely brain dead. Or, like, I don't even understand it. They don't believe all this stuff is going on, but they believe the Bible, you know, a book that's over 2,000 years old. So wait, you can believe this, but you won't believe that.
And now the book's being fulfilled, but you don't believe it.
Exactly.
Here's a clip of you talking about QAnon just a few days ago. Again, they shoot you from the back, and then they cut your audio. Here's the clip.
How you doing, counsel? Now, here I have a QAnon drop that I need to address.
Can you state your name and address, please?
I do not wish to state my address because that is not meant for the public to know. However, Joe Biden is not the real president, nor is he actually really Joe Biden. The CIA killed him long ago. He is currently being played by many different actors. For example, Joe Biden fell up the stairs on the Air Force One multiple times. He was being played by the famous comedian Jim Carrey, who was made famous by the movie The Mask. Do you get it? Because he's wearing a mask when he plays Joe Biden. All you need to do is look at Biden now versus 5 years ago, and you will see that it is not the same person, which is proof that Donald Trump is still the president and the military is in full control. Also, before I forget, there is pornography in Disney movies, and they are all pedophiles. The White House that you see on the mainstream media is not really the White House. It is nothing but a movie studio at Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, full of actors, which once again proves that Donald Trump is still the president and is all part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden has never set foot in the White House, and Donald Trump is playing 5D chess with the deep state, and they are playing checkers, which is why you see everybody getting exposed. JFK Jr. is not dead, and he never died in a plane crash. He will be coming back, but not until the time is right. He is also the real vice president. Democrats and Hollywood celebrities are involved in a secret cannibalistic pedophile cult that Donald Trump is secretly trying to expose behind the scenes, which is why he's only surrounding them for years, because he is getting intelligence. If you don't believe me, just take a look at Pizzagate, which was located at a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. called Comet Ping Pong, where deep state members such as John Podesta and Hillary Clinton would hide kids in the basement and have them do sexual favors. And more things that I cannot talk about because it is far too graphic. Also, Comet Ping Pong is owned by James Alfontis, who is a Rothschild. How else would somebody who owns a crap pizza place get so rich and famous? Exactly. It doesn't make any darn sense. Soon all the deep state will be exposed and arrested and taken to Guantanamo Bay Prison, and they will be held in front of a military tribunal, then a firing squad. Here are some of the people who will be exposed. Bill Gates, George Soros, Jacob Rothschild, Brian Stelter, Don Lemon, Barack Obama, George W. Trump is also getting a lot of hate for endorsing Big Pharma and promoting Operation Warp Speed, which he started, and pushing the vaccine. But once again, it was part of his plan to expose how corrupt and evil Big Pharma is. That's why he brought the Johnson & Johnson family up on the stage and exposed them for what they are. Filthy scum. Deep state. And we will drain. We will drain the swamp. And there might be some deep state members in here that will be exposed. So I just want to let you know that Donald Trump is still your president. The military is in full control, guys, and you need to just sit back. Trump is playing chess, y'all. He is playing chess. So when Trump does something that you don't understand, don't question it, all right? Another thing is, I just want to say thank you and God bless Donald Trump, and QAnon is the truth. Y'all need to just trust the plan, all right? Sit back, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up. Thank you.
Again, the Q people covered a lot of stuff that's real, but they were obviously controlled opposition. That's why I like your notice exposing the left. You're exposing how they're trying to infiltrate us and make us look like fools.
Exactly. And you know that Trump actually cheated on his wife with Stormy Daniels in order to expose the evils of adultery. He did that to expose how evil and money hungry and just how much of a filthy whore she was. And he and see how great that was? He's playing 90D chess the whole time, Alex.
And then meanwhile, they show up in Dallas, 1,000 of them, believing JFK Jr. is going to show up.
Well, JFK also was resurrected 4 days later. They said Michael Jackson's still alive.
And we sit here and we put up with this crap. I want to come back, though, and get serious with you and ask where you think the world's going. We'll play some more of these clips. Cassidy Campbell, you are on fire. Alex Stein is on fire. You guys are awesome, and everybody is riffing off what you're doing. It's beautiful. We'll talk about it when we come back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Twitter, C. Campbell.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60,000+ left, and a couple weeks they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind you switching sides and standing up for things that they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah!
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way life fight, fighting it for daddy. If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song I'm singing be a warning.
Cassidy Campbell's our guest. He is on fire. I'm at C. Campbell on Twitter and YouTube, Cassidy Campbell. So, brother, just continue. You got the floor here. Because you're a smart guy, not just a comedian that does great satire to expose the absurdity of the left. What do you want to impart to a couple million people right now are watching?
Well, the thing is, like you were saying earlier, it's a spiritual battle. And the reason that this country is so just falling, it's just going to hell, literally. The reason is because nobody relies on God. It's wicked, it's corrupt, it's evil, and God has given America the leader that it deserves, Joe Biden.
That's right.
So, you know, but if we actually obeyed God and, you know, went to God instead of whatever other stuff people are worshiping, you know, God would bless us. So people don't understand that. They're like, oh, look at Sky Daddy, Sky Daddy. And they're out, you know, going to pride parades.
Yeah, they're not
like
they're
that.
Not following Sky Daddy. So what are you following? It's like the great Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody.
Yeah. And the thing is that the greatest trick the devil ever played was that he doesn't exist. And these people, like we went to, me and Alex Stein, we went to one of these little transgender LGBTQ events, and we were interviewing somebody. And Alex, my other buddy, Alex Rosen, he started saying something to one of the trans people. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you cannot win an argument with a demon. And that trans person was like, yeah, that's right. You can't. They're demons.
And that's what we have to realize, is that we can turn ourselves over to a consciousness, and these people have turned themselves over to death.
Mm-hmm. They're turned over to a reprobate mind. That's what the Book of Romans says in the Bible.
So, without giving up your strategy, obviously they're trying to censor you, they're trying to block you. We already covered that earlier. I just pick up that you and Alex Stein are only gaining steam right now.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, we're going to have to change things up a little bit, because the city council... these city councils are kind of catching on to what we're doing. So that's why I started, you know, the Far Left News Network on my YouTube channel. So it's like a satire, left-wing news segment.
I can't wait to be on. In fact, guys, grab some of this. We'll play one coming in the next segment.
Me and Alex Stein have done some pretty good ones on there.
I've missed this. You guys do so much. You guys are very prolific.
Oh, this one's good.
Oh, we do have a clip. Here's Republican strategist insanely regretted this on air. Here's the clip.
Hi, and welcome to Marty Epstein Tonight, where I'm your host, Marty Epstein. My pronouns are they, them. Now, as you may know, there has been a massive surge of crime across the United States of America. Now, unfortunately, joining us is Republican strategist Kevin Walker.
How's it going, Marty?
Not very good, considering I have to talk to you.
Likewise.
So what can we do to stop this crime surge?
Well, you got to understand.
Well, it's more like whatever you say is we should do the opposite. So what would you tell us so that we can do the opposite?
Marty, what I'm about to say is 100% truth, okay? And I hope this is a way to get through to your knucklehead viewers. So what I'll say is a lot of these police forces, a lot of these officers are leaving, NYPD, leaving Chicago PD, leading to this crime surge.
Okay.
Houston, where I frequent a lot, is now the murder capital of the country.
And that's a lie. We can fact check that.
The politicians.
We can fact check that.
Marty, the politicians have a horrible attitude towards cops now because of videos.
That is not true.
In context. Marty, it's everywhere. And the biggest thing leading to this crime surge, of course, and the reason why these murders are happening is because people are getting let out on quote-unquote bail reform, where they're getting zero bail. And
that is simply not true. That is simply not true.
Marty, you can check that.
That is not true.
Marty, the reason is because of bail reform, what's happening. These people are getting let out on no bail, going out and murdering people.
That is not true. Nobody's murdering anybody.
Marty, the reason
for... They are peacefully protesting.
Marty, the reason for bail reform and the reason why they're all getting let out on nothing is because of an individual, a global elite billionaire, banned from even his home country by the name of George Soros...
And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we do not say his name on air. Thank you for joining us on Marty Epstein Tonight.
And we can make jokes about it, but this is very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I did that is because I actually saw it on Fox News. I can't remember who the lady was, black lady, but this older white dude was all like, George Soros, George Soros. And she's like, we don't need to say his name. We don't need to say his name.
I remember that club, yeah. Oh, he sues you if you say his name.
Yeah.
He's the one in my court cases. Their lawyers, Soros, is now publicly involved.
Wow. Wow.
So we're toe-to-toe with Soros, folks.
My gosh. This guy should be in Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, yeah, QAnon. You know, I just wish George Soros would find God.
Yeah, that guy is a demon. So that's I'm pretty sure he's turned over to a reprobate mind. So what I was going to say, you know, if QAnon was only true, that'd be amazing.
No, I agree. It makes you go to sleep and think everything's handled.
Oh, yeah. I'd be able to sleep great at night. But the thing is, these people are relying on Donald Trump to save them. The only person that's going to save you, the only one that's going to save you is Jesus Christ. And all these people, they're like, oh, Trump's going to save me. DeSantis is going to save me. No, they're not going to save you. They don't care about you. They're all part of, and you know what? Nobody will call out Dr. Oz about the World Economic Forum. He's literally part of the World Economic Forum. And you know what I hear from these stupid Trump supporters? They say, well, Trump did it because he's trying to expose him. So he endorsed Dr. Oz to expose him. What? What kind of stupid comment is that, man?
Well, nobody listens to those people anymore. What is your view on Trump? Is he good or is he bad?
He's done good things, but here's the issue. He's done some really stupid things, like he caved in at the end of his presidency to the left. He, you know, lockdowns, Operation Warp Speed, shielded to Big Pharma, and now he's endorsing terrible candidates. He endorsed Greg Abbott, which I confronted and asked him if he'll denounce the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. He refused to do so and diverted from the question. Then he goes and endorses Dr. Oz. And
he endorses censorship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a controlled opposition. But the thing is, it's like, okay, it's him or Joe Biden. Obviously, we're going to choose Trump if we have to choose between the two. But, you know, a few years ago, before Trump even came into office, all these people that are saying, oh, he's such a great moral person, they wouldn't be saying that. They'd be saying he is an evil, immoral person. You know, he owns strip clubs. He casinos, which ruin people's lives. He committed adultery. He's been divorced multiple, like four times. He's not a morally good person, but he's better than Joe Biden. And God's not going to give us a morally good person until we turn to him.
Well, there's no doubt the Bible, as history shows, you get cursed by bad leaders.
Exactly. So that's what we deserve. We deserve a demented idiot. And his name is Joe Biden.
That's right. Well, I got to say, Cassie Campbell, you are kicking ass. We've got some more clips coming up. We're going to break in a minute. What else do you want to cover when we come back?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Because I got a lot of questions, but I always like my guests to be able to, you know, say what
I'd love to answer your questions.
I got plenty of questions, buddy. Okay. I can talk a lot. But this is just riveting stuff you're doing, and you've got to feel satisfied, though. Dinesh D'Souza on yesterday said, you got to feel satisfied that you got the number one film ever changing the world. You got to feel satisfied. You're getting tens of millions of views a week. And you got all people, these people copying you. It's beautiful, brother.
No, I love it, man. And, you know, I never thought I'd actually be here on your show. So.
Well, we love you, bro. We're glad Cassie Campbell's here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com.
offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Man is evil. And this was my favorite platform, and I'm going to tell you why it is ruined. Hello, my fellow queer and non-binary friends. My name is Marty Epstein. My pronouns are they, them, and as you all know, today will go down as the most horrific day in history, surpassing the Holocaust, due to the fact that Nazi white supremacist Elon Musk has purchased Twitter, so that him and his Nazi heterosexual friends will be able to post their problematic anti-science beliefs and get away with it. This is a threat to our democracy. Recently, Elon tweeted that Netflix is waiting for the war to end so that they can make a movie about a black Ukrainian guy who falls in love with a transgender Russian soldier. This is disgusting. Not only is this racist and transphobic, but I do not find it funny at all. And unlike Elon, I am way funnier than him. Here is a joke I wrote. Now listen to it and tell me who is funnier, me or Elon the Nazi. How many white supremacists does it take to change a light bulb? None, because white supremacists don't believe in change. Somebody laugh. Thank you. Otherwise, they'll cancel you. Elon Musk is Hitler reincarnated, and this is very problematic. My fellow queer council members, I say to you that democracy is in the balance. So are you going to side with swastikas or with rainbows? Also, for the record, I would like to state that I love everyone and believe that everyone deserves free speech as long as their beliefs align with mine. Do you not care about our future generation, or do you live in an echo chamber where you can't hear the cries of your normal, everyday person like me, who is begging to, for you to save us from this fascist? Do you not hear me, or do you just not care? Do you realize that shortly Donald Trump will shortly be reinstated on Twitter, where he will be able to promote his dangerous ideas to the whole world once again? Let me tell you some of the hateful things that Donald Trump has said. He said the news is fake. He said that Alec Baldwin's career was dead, which is disgusting and hateful. I loved him in The Cat in the Hat. And he had the nerve to call the coronavirus the Chinese virus. And because of some wacky conspiracy that it came from China, he called people losers and haters and refuses to accept the election results. That is denying reality. Lastly, due to Elon Musk buying Twitter, this Friday I will officially be moving to Ukraine with my non-binary best friend. And this is a one-way ticket. I am gone. Are you not going to miss me? Because you will miss me. You will miss me. I am leaving to Ukraine to meet Vladimir Zelensky at the airport.
Time. Thank you.
And what's crazy is that's how they actually act.
Why don't you just take the vaccine?
Man, I tell you, wow. So where do you see this clown show going?
It's not a clown show, Alex. You didn't take your vaccine. You're a white supremacist. Do you support shootings in places like Buffalo?
Wait, is President Zelensky in studio? You know, CNN says fake news. I'll just say you're President Zelensky. President Zelensky, why did Soros overthrow the elected government 8 years ago in Ukraine?
That's misinformation. And that will be fact-checked. Do you understand that? I'm going to bring out a misinformation expert, Brian Stelter, and he's going to fact-check you.
Oh, my gosh. Brian Stelter does that.
So why do you think people like Bill Gates want to hurt us? They're here to help us.
Well, since you're in your character, host the rest of the segment. As any, what character you want to be? Go ahead.
I'm going to be Marty Epstein. So, hi, everybody. My name is Marty Epstein. And today I want to talk about why everybody needs to get fully vaccinated. It's, you know, so we can protect our democracy for the greater good. And we need to put people who aren't vaccinated and refuse to obey the science like him. We need to put him in prisons, in camps. One of the ideas I had was to put people like Alex Jones and these science-denying conspiracy theorists into the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, and gas them with the vaccine for the greater good. And you know what we know? We also need to do? We also need to ban all conservatives from society.
It's liberal, well.
No, that's not liberal. That's the right thing to do.
Well, Twitter says we do not believe in free speech. We are effing communists.
Well, that's not true. That's disinformation.
But they said it on video.
That's not what they meant, though.
You just said censor.
But they didn't mean that. That's not what they meant. I think you're interpreting that wrong. No, that's seriously what they'd say, though.
No, you're right. No, I'm
like the great replacement therapy. The great replacement, I said therapy, theory. They're literally saying that white people are going to be the minority, blah, blah, blah.
And they're bad. And we're getting rid of them. But if you say you don't like that, then you're bad.
Well, yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. Like when they kept saying the New World Order was a conspiracy theory, and then Joe Biden says it over and over and over. Well, Joe Biden's a conspiracy theorist, then, I guess.
Give us the QAnon guy.
The QAnon.
Everything's all right.
Let me tell you something.
Gas prices aren't expensive. That's a 3D chess move.
Donald Trump is playing 90D chess. The reason that he slept with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal was to expose them for being filthy, adulterous whores that they are and just wanting money.
He knew they needed a proctology exam, and he did it to check them out and make sure it was all right.
He wanted to expose the evils of adultery. And the reason...
And JFK Jr. is going to fix it.
That's exactly right. And that... These people just make people like us look so bad. It's pathetic. Another thing I was going to say is, what are your thoughts on somebody like David Icke?
I like David.
Okay. But you know what I like about you? You always mention God. I don't see these guys ever mentioning God. Like Jesus.
Well... I mean, David's trying to get people to think about there's a bigger picture and the manipulation of our energy. And so, I think he kind of was somewhat kind of anti-Christian establishment earlier, but I think he's coming around.
Yeah, because, you know, we have to give people, like, there has to be a solution to the problem. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, the government's bad, this and this and that. But where do you go from there? There's no solution, you know, and the solution is Jesus Christ. That's it. Because if we turn to him, things are going to get better.
I agree with you. So what comes next in your fantastic quest? And again, what do you make of all these people imitating what you're doing? I think it's beautiful.
No, next I'm just trying to grow the whole far left news thing that I have going on my channel. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of man on the street because that seems to be... you know, good. I'm going to do some field reporting. And, you know, like, for example, I was thinking, yeah, you know, like for, you know, in COVID, when they kept saying the hospitals are full. So say if they have like a shortage or something, a food shortage, go and see if there's really a shortage, you know, in a bunch of different stores. That's just one example.
Well, that exposed them saying the hospitals were full anymore.
Oh, gosh, that is such an absolute joke. Yeah, they weren't. But they kept saying that only vaccinated people are going to be allowed in the hospitals. They're only going to take vaccinated people. Then they're saying the hospitals are full. Then it's like, okay, who's in the hospital then if only vaccinated people are allowed in the hospital? Oh, the vaccinated people are in there because they're dying because they're getting heart problems, blood clots.
Gut level, where do you see this going?
Just everything in general? Or,
yeah.
You know... It just depends what the deep state does, you know, the people who control the actual government, the government, depends what they do. Because if they do something crazy, like a cyber attack, people are going to literally freak out because Klaus Schwab has mentioned it over and over and over.
Oh, yeah, they're getting that ready. They're definitely beta testing that.
And how long do you think that cyber attack would last, Alex?
Oh, as long as it takes for us to accept the world ID and accept the new global currency.
I believe that if they do something like that, people are going to accept it. They're going to freak out. They're going to be like, I need to get the microchip. I need it. Because that's how they could come out with the RFID chip.
When so obviously submitting destroys us.
Absolutely. They don't care, though, because they love this world so much. You know, those are the people that obey the government are the ones who are so scared of dying because they love the world so much.
Cassidy Campbell, you're on the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. today. Which hour are you on?
I think 4 o'clock.
All right. Fellow Texan, we're going to get you some barbecue.
Heck yeah.
We're going to hang out, and you're going to be on the War Room today, second hour. That means 2 hours from now. We've got a big guest host about to take over in the fourth hour today. But Cassidy Campbell, love the work you're doing. You're an inspiration to everybody. We really appreciate you coming to Austin, Texas.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
Let's go to the city council together.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We have a character that I'm going to play, I guess.
Yeah, we'll figure something.
Mr. Depopulation.
Yeah.
I'll just read quotes about depopulating everybody. All right, Cassidy Campbell, thank you so much.
It's not true.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering. sitting next to us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.